Little housekeeping issues this morning as we get started. Next week, we will be starting a little bit different worship order, okay? Don't get excited. Don't get scared. I'm not taking anything out. In fact, I'm adding one thing back in that we used to do. And we're just going to try this and see how it works, and then you can give me some feedback. The only thing I have to ask is you to try it for a few weeks. I think you're going to find that actually it's going to feel very natural. It's just a little bit different way of doing things so that the idea is to flow to a climax of communion before we go home, okay? The other thing that I meant to say in Joyce, for those of you who like to sing, now you notice I did not say that you have to be a good singer. I did not say you have to be a trained singer, paid singer, any of those things. But if you like to sing, we are going to prepare a community choir for the Eclipse event, for the worship service that we will be having on August the 20th at 7 o'clock in the evening. It will be an outdoor service. And anybody who would like to be a part of that choir, our first rehearsal will be next Sunday. And I will get you time for sure next Sunday morning, but, I mean, it's going to be early evening, 4 or 5 o'clock, so that you'll still have plenty of time to do things that you want to do, okay? But if you'd like to sing and you'd like to sing, I'm going to conduct, Sheila's going to play, and we're just going to have a good time with it. We're going to do two pieces, and we're going to have fun. And it'll be an opportunity for the people in the community to sing together in praise to God, okay? All right. Did you hear the beautiful job that Lloyd did on that scripture reading this morning? That was wonderfully done. Did you hear that it was all about God and all the things that God does for us? God is slow to anger and abundant in steadfast love. God gives us all that we need. God forgives the things that we do. God is with us during the times of trial. God is for us when we cannot stand on our own. God is with us whenever we need lifting up. With that in mind, now I want you to hear what Paul has to say in Romans, because Paul does a bit of a reality check about us humans in Romans. He says, I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing that I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree that the law is good. But in fact, it is no longer I that do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells within me, that is, in my flesh. I can will what is right, but I can't do it. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want to do is what I do. Now, if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I that do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do what is good, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God, in my inmost self. But I see in my members another law at war with the law of my mind, making me a captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am! Who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Last night we decided that we agree with the great theologians, the theological minds of our times, who say that this is the Cat in the Hat version of Scripture. This is Dr. Seuss's version of what I am to do as a Christian. I do not do what I want to do, but what I do not want to do, I do. And the things that I do need to do, I do not do. I do the things that I do not want to do. I even have a friend who set that to music. And the very things that I want to do, I do not do. But the very things that I do want to do, I cannot do because sin dwells in me. But the very things that I do not want to do, I do. I'm a mess. Clean me up. Now, this is just the honest truth, right? We've all got areas in our life where we know this is it. This is the direction I'm supposed to head in. See that light? I'm going to walk right toward it. I'll be back in just a second. I got to go over here because there's a seal on shoes. No, I'm going to go back. I'm going to walk in the light. I'm going to walk in the light of Jesus. I'm going to do it. Okay, here I go. Do I smell chocolate? Chocolate? I'll be back in a little while. I gotta go eat some chocolate now. Now I'm making light of this because it's easier to do that than to face some of the hard realities of ourselves. But I'm also bringing those two things up because I made a promise to myself in this last week of vacation. I made two promises. One, I would not overeat. Two, I would not overspend. I didn't keep either one of them. I do not do what I want to do, and what I do not want to do, I do. Now, I don't know why I made myself the promise that I wasn't going to overeat on vacation. Isn't that what vacation's for? You know, we had gatherings, well, we went to the ball game, and, you know, we got to eat there. And then we had these gatherings with our school friends, and they all brought food, and they were all bringing these desserts, and they were all looking so good. You know, you don't want to be rude to anybody. You need to sample everyone's dish, right? I mean, I can't just say it would be sinful for me to eat this much, so I'll have to not eat yours. Oh, that's not a good thing. I said I wasn't going to overspend. What do you do when your best friend takes you to your favorite store and they're having an enormous sale? I know some of you would say, I just turn around and walk out. Yeah, well, fine. Okay, you would. I wouldn't. I don't go shopping very often. That's my only, you know, claim to repentance on the whole thing. I go twice a year. And I wait till things go on sale, and then you have to get a bus to bring all my stuff. I'm painting a really bad picture of myself, and it really isn't quite that bad. The point is this. All of us have areas in our lives where we know we need to do better. We know we need to follow Jesus more closely. I'm going to walk in that light. I am going to sit down and I am going to have prayer time every single day. I'm not going to miss a day. I'm going to have prayer time every single day. The lawn really needs to be mowed and it's going to be 100 degrees. I think I better take my prayer time and go mow. And I'll get to it later. And then what happens? Later comes, but prayer doesn't. I'm going to really read scripture. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to get into it and I'm going to study it every single day. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to study some scripture every single day. Ring, 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 ring. We're going out to lunch. You want to join us? I can do this later. I'll study my scripture later. Then later comes and study scripture doesn't. I need to give more to the church. Ooh, but there's a sale at Macy's. I need to give more at the church. Oh boy, I just broke a piece off my lawnmower. I'm not going to get it fixed. I'm just going to buy a new lawnmower. We've all got stuff, folks. And it can be anything. It can be the thoughts you think. Paul wasn't just talking about actions. He says, you know, with his body, with his in the flesh. But he doesn't mean just his physical body. He means his mind, too. You got to get your head right. You got to get your mind right, too. If you're sitting out there on the front porch And you're sitting there going, I just feel like a really good Christian today. I delivered Meals on Wheels, and I helped somebody that needed help across the street, and I was really pretty good girl. And don't you think so, God? Who is that terrible-looking person walking down the street? Oh, my gosh. I would wear those clothes if you paid me $1,000. And when was the last time they had a bath? You, not only in that moment did you brag about yourself, which is not what we are to be. We are to be humble Christians. But you also judged another person. That's called a double sin. It's double for your money. We all do these things, folks. And Paul knows that. He recognizes it better than anybody else does. Paul, who used to be Saul, who used to crucify Christians, who used to give them jail time, who used to stomp on them and do all of these terrible things to them, and now he's passionate about Christ. In fact, he's so passionate that maybe now he's judgmental against those who are not Christians. Paul says, I really do want to do the right thing, and we do too. We want to do what's right as Christians. We want to live good, healthy lives, spiritually, mentally, physically, psychologically, but you know, sometimes that temptation gets in there. And the very thing that I don't want to do, I do. Or the very thing that I should do, I don't do. Like put back. Like give. Like be restored, renewed. Like take time with God. Like stop trying to make workaholic a fashion trend. Every single one of us has got somewhere we need to just get real honest. On my way home from St. Louis, I was praying and I said, Lord, I'm sorry. I said, I know I made two promises to myself, but that's also two promises to you. That I wasn't going to overeat and I wasn't going to overspend. And I'm sorry because I have to confess, because you already know it anyway, I did both. And a little voice inside my head said, that's okay, you're going to pay for it. Okay? But you know it's the truth. God's not being mean to me. God's just saying, here's the consequences. When we do the thing we don't want to do, there are consequences. When we don't do the thing that we should do, there are consequences. I want to live in the consequences of doing the right thing as much as I possibly can, and I know you do too. But in all things, we need to remember that the Lord is so very good to us. Merciful and kind, slow to anger, abundant in steadfast love. Don't give up. Don't beat yourself up. And that was the other thing that I figured out in the car. I'm not going to sit there and beat myself up about it. God's right. I'm going to pay for it. I got more weight. Thank you so much. I really needed that a whole lot. And now I've got more debt. Yay-ha! That's great. I'm going to pay for it. But maybe I'm also going to learn something. And I'm going to try again. I'm not going to give up. I will keep trying to follow Jesus. And one of these days, I'm going to be following Jesus a whole lot more than I'm going to be doing all those things that I don't want to do. How about you? Let's pray. Almighty God, not a single one of us is ever going to be perfect, no matter how hard we try. But we all can do better. You have been so good to us, Lord. And you keep calling us back to you. Softly and tenderly, your voice just says, yep, I see what you did. Yep, there are consequences, but no, I did not stop loving you just because you made mistakes, just because you sinned, just because you stood outside of my love. Come back. You tell us over and over, come back. I'm right here. I still love you. We'll try together again. We'll get it right. And we thank you, Lord, for never, ever, ever giving up on us. Let us not give up on each other, and let us not give up on ourselves. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our hymn of invitation this morning is Softly and Tenderly, because that is, in fact, how God calls us each and every day to come home to our God. Let us stand and sing.